Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, March 26, 2025.
U.S. consumers tighten their belts amid inflation. U.S. consumers are tightening their belts as rising prices create a tough economic climate, according to Synchrony Financial. Many Americans are racking up more debt, with overdue payments on auto loans, credit cards, and home equity lines increasing. Patrick Harker, president of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, has raised alarms about declining consumer confidence. Max Axler, chief credit officer at Synchrony, noted that while some clients are keeping up with their loan repayments, many are becoming more careful with their spending. Consumer sentiment has dropped to its lowest point in nearly 2.5 years, driven by growing inflation concerns. Retailers like Target and Walmart are seeing shoppers hold off on purchases, waiting for discounts or opting for cheaper items. Analysts warn that reduced household spending could lead to more late payments and loan defaults. With loan growth slowing significantly compared to last year, the pressure on consumers is mounting. Additionally, federal student loan delinquencies will start appearing on credit reports in mid-February 2025, adding to the financial strain.
Indonesia joins a new development bank. On March 25, 2025, Indonesia became a member of the New Development Bank, a financial institution created by the BRICS Group, which include Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. President Prabowo Subianto highlighted that this membership will kickstart Indonesia's journey toward a thriving economy by providing essential funding for development projects, especially in renewable energy and technology. Founded in 2014, the New Development Bank focuses on supporting infrastructure and sustainable initiatives in its member countries. During a recent visit, NDB President Dilma Rousseff discussed exciting collaborations in renewable energy and biodiesel. Indonesia's entry into the bank marks a significant step in boosting its economic growth and strengthening connections with other emerging economies.
China's AI development gap with the U.S. narrows. Li Kaifu, founder of the AI startup 01.ai, has announced that China is closing its AI development gap with the United States, now just 3 months in certain areas. This progress is driven by companies like DeepSeek, which have enhanced chip usage and algorithms. DeepSeek gained attention in January 2023 for its cost-effective AI reasoning model, challenging the notion that U.S. sanctions were stifling China's AI sector. Li described the U.S. semiconductor sanctions as a situation with both benefits and drawbacks, creating challenges while fueling innovation among Chinese firms. Previously, the gap was estimated at 6 to 9 months, but recent advancements have allowed China to catch up in key technologies and even surpass the U.S. in some fields. The race for generative AI intensified in China after OpenAI launched ChatGPT in late 2022. Founded in March 2023, 01.ai focuses on practical AI applications and recently launched Wanji, a platform to help businesses implement AI technology. The company expects significant growth for 2025, aiming to exceed last year's revenue of $15 million. What does this mean for the future of AI innovation?
China's carbon emissions challenges. China, the world's largest emitter of carbon emissions, has missed its targets for reducing carbon intensity, raising serious concerns about its commitment to achieving carbon neutrality. In 2024, carbon intensity fell by only about 3%, short of the government's goal of 3.9%. President Xi Jinping has promised to peak emissions before 2030 and reach carbon neutrality by 2060, but with China responsible for around 30% of global emissions, its progress is crucial for international climate efforts. Despite a 5% growth in the economy and a 6.8% rise in electricity demand, carbon emissions actually increased by 0.8%. Record heat waves have disrupted energy production, forcing a greater reliance on coal. On a positive note, China is making strides in renewable energy, with wind and solar power meeting 14.5% of its energy needs. As the Chinese Communist Party prepares to announce new carbon targets for 2026 to 2030, experts warn that significant changes are essential in China's energy sector to achieve long-term carbon neutrality.
Chinese firms target laid-off U.S. workers. A group of companies linked to a mysterious Chinese tech firm is actively recruiting recently laid-off U.S. federal workers. Research by Max Lesser from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies shows these firms, including River Merge Strategies and WaveMax Innovation, are running fake consulting operations to take advantage of the financial struggles faced by former government employees after widespread job cuts. U.S. intelligence analysts warn that this tactic is often used by foreign entities to gather confidential information from those who have lost their jobs. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington denied any involvement, while a White House representative highlighted ongoing Chinese efforts to exploit the U.S. system through spying. Reports indicate that both Russia and China have targeted dissatisfied U.S. government employees for years. Recently, River Merge Strategies posted job listings on LinkedIn for a global political advisor and a human resources specialist, but their contact number is no longer in service. Meanwhile, WaveMax Innovation advertised on Craigslist, specifically targeting laid-off federal workers. The FBI has warned that Chinese intelligence may pose as consulting firms to recruit U.S. government employees, echoing past operations like that of Junwei Yeo, who pleaded guilty in 2020 for acting as an agent of a foreign power.
Senator Cruz calls for investigation into China's influence on U.S. wireless auctions. Senator Ted Cruz has urged an investigation into China's potential influence on U.S. wireless spectrum auctions. This comes after the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, lost its authority to conduct these auctions in 2023. Cruz pointed out that China is aggressively seeking to lead in telecommunications technology, and a new auction could bring in over $100 billion for the U.S. government. In response, the Chinese embassy criticized the U.S. for lacking evidence that companies like Huawei pose security risks, claiming unfair tactics are being used against them. The FCC is currently looking into 9 Chinese firms, including Huawei and ZTE, to see if they are bypassing U.S. restrictions. This scrutiny highlights the growing tensions between the U.S. and China in the tech sector, raising important questions about economic growth and national security.
Political shift in Germany. In a dramatic shift in German politics, Chancellor Olaf Scholz was removed from office by President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on March 25, 2025 in Berlin. Scholz will serve as temporary chancellor until a new government is established following the federal elections in February 2025. The Christian Democratic Union and the Christian Social Union, 2 major political parties in Germany, have emerged as the leading bloc. Friedrich Merz is expected to lead the new government and aims to finalize coalition talks by Easter. In another significant development, Julia Klöckner has been elected as the new president of the Bundestag during the first gathering of the 21st Bundestag. This marks an important transition as Germany prepares for a new chapter in governance.
U.S.-Russia Maritime Security Deal. On March 25, 2025, Russia announced a groundbreaking maritime security deal with the United States aimed at lifting restrictions on food and shipping companies in the Black Sea. This agreement will help Russia regain access to global agricultural markets, lower shipping costs, and improve port access. By banning military strikes on each other's energy installations, this deal represents a bold step toward peace talks to resolve the ongoing conflict that began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea and escalated in 2022 with the invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin stated that the deal will take effect once certain conditions are met, including lifting sanctions on Rosselcozbank, a key agricultural bank. Washington has also committed to facilitating the exchange of prisoners of war and returning forcibly taken Ukrainian children. This agreement revives the Black Sea Initiative, originally established in 2022, with support from Turkey and the United Nations, ensuring safe passage for grain exports from Ukraine. What does this mean for the future of the region?
Vice President J.D. Vance's upcoming trip to Greenland. Vice President J.D. Vance will join his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, on a U.S. delegation to Greenland on March 25, 2025. This visit comes as the Trump administration ramps up calls for a U.S. acquisition of the Danish territory, which is rich in valuable minerals essential for technology. In an enthusiastic social media video, Van shared his excitement, saying he didn't want Usha to have all the fun alone. While there, he plans to meet with members of a military branch focused on space stationed on Greenland's northwest coast. The U.S. is showing growing interest in Greenland's resources, leading to discussions about potential control, which has faced resistance from Denmark. What could this mean for U.S.-Denmark relations? This trip underscores Greenland's strategic importance and its implications for the future.
Strengthening EU defense amid rising threats. European Council President Antonio Costa is urging the European Union to boost its military strength in light of growing dangers, especially from Russia. Speaking in Brussels, he stated that true peace requires a solid defense. Costa expressed worries about Russia's stance on Ukraine's borders and called for enhancing NATO's role in Europe to foster greater independence from the United States. This push for increased defense spending reflects a broader trend among EU nations prioritizing military readiness as tensions rise in Eastern Europe. The call for action highlights the urgent need for a united defense strategy to ensure security in these challenging times.
Fire at Kavkazskaya Oil Depot extinguished after drone attack. A fierce fire at the Kavkazskaya Oil Depot in Krasnodar, southern Russia, has finally been put out after nearly a week of intense firefighting. The blaze started following a suspected drone attack amid rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Governor Veniamin Kondratiev reported the incident on March 25, 2025. This depot is vital for Russia's oil exports through the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, which transports oil from Kazakhstan to the Black Sea. Over 470 brave firefighters battled the flames, which destroyed two large reservoirs. Last year, this facility supplied enough oil to fill around 130,000 metric tons each month, totaling about 1.51 million tons for the year. This incident raises serious concerns about potential disruptions in oil supplies, which could ripple through global markets and drive up oil prices.
European unity in the face of economic challenges. A recent conference in Rome, titled Governing Europe and Italy in the Age of Donald Trump, emphasized the critical importance of European unity amid economic pressures. Key figures included former Italian Prime Ministers Mario Monti and Giuliano Amato, Finance Minister Giancarlo Giorgetti, and European Commission Vice President Raphael Fitto. The U.S. has announced a 25% tax on aluminum and steel imports, effective April 2, 2025. In response, the European Union initially planned to impose its own tariffs but decided to delay them for further negotiations, showing a preference for cooperation over conflict. Monti stressed the need for collective action, while economist Pietro Reichlin pointed out that unpredictable tariff policies complicate the EU's strategies. Giorgetti warned that rising national debt and the power of major tech companies, especially US giants like Google, limit options for policymakers. Eurostat reports that the EU's average debt is at 81.6% of its total economic output, with Italy's debt-to-GDP ratio at 136.3%, second only to Greece. Speakers highlighted the necessity for greater cohesion in Europe to address external trade pressures, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, and internal disputes. Amato noted that cooperation is key to prosperity, while Reichlin emphasized the importance of adapting trade relations with China for mutual benefit.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.